Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon on a Celtics Wednesday. It is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We talk Celtics to start the show. Mixed in some Bruins and Super Bowl 59 thoughts. Drake May, where does he stack up with all these quarterbacks? It's time to get back to the seas with Justin Turpin of WEEI. He joins us every Wednesday at high noon. What's up, Turp?
What's up, guys?
Hello. Big trade just moments ago, so we get your instant reaction to the Jaden Springer deal.
Yeah, it was always the most likely trade. Yeah. I mean, they were chopping this in the offseason. It's a 22-year-old guy, and you would hope that his recent play would have given a little bit more than just a salary dump, but you save $15 million in taxes by getting rid of him. He was making $4 million on an expiring deal, so this was by far the most likely outcome, and it's not really surprising that it happened.
So is it a move just to save money, or is it a move to get below, the second apron? So that they can make another move.
Yeah, they can't get out of the second apron regardless.
So they didn't get under any threshold with this move. It's just a bookkeeping thing.
This was a bookkeeping thing, yes. So they just saved $15 million with the repeater tax.
Does it free them up to make a move for a veteran on the buyout market, a little higher salary for that?
No, because they'd still so have they get to be nothing, under the get,
all
mid-level
it is just
acceptance.
Saving Irv some money
yeah, it was
before
a,
he gets out.
It was a
$15 million, though.
Book move. That was $15 million.
Yeah, like, what
lot.
Do I care about Irv's $15 million?
What do you care about Jaden Springer?
But I don't know.
That's a lot to pay for a guy who wasn't really playing.
Like, would you pay $15 million
against the team they traded him to?
If he wasn't even in the playoff rotation.
Okay, but would I rather have a player who has been in the rotation or save Irv some money? I'd rather have the guy on the team.
I know. I mean, I guess. But, like, if they were... I don't think he does much. But he averaged 5 minutes
a game. This move doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything.
It saves him $15 million.
Yeah, to use it for what? They're going to give it back to the fans.
Right. This goes right into Irv's pocket. What do I care about that?
They're going to do a big money drop in the garden, and all the fans get to grab it. Here's Jaden Springer's money.
They're completely locked into the second apron, so they can't.
I thought this would give
contracts.
Him some kind of benefit beyond just saving some money. It gives
no,
him no benefit.
It's just a salary dump. That's all. And unfortunately, like, you would have hoped
they're not salary.
The
I don't care
that.
About it like you do. It's not like they
I
salary
dump
Drew Holiday
no.
or like Porzingis.
But I don't care about Jaden Springer.
It kind of sounds like you do.
No, but it's just at the end of the day, you're trading a guy who you deemed a roster spot worthy of.
to now just save a few bucks? That's just,
it just didn't work out. I think.
What was your favorite Jaden Springer moment? It was the comeback against, or the fourth quarter game against the Bulls. I like those good 7 minutes against the Rockets.
He lit it up.
I mean, it just didn't work out with the shooting. I think that's what kept him off the floor.
How's he going to fit with the, not to spend a lot of time on this, but Udoka, I think, is going to like him.
I think it's
going to
be a great fit. I mean, look at how defensive heavy that scheme is in Houston. Like, that's going to be a great fit.
They're going to be such a pain in the ass to play. Like, I think they're going to lose in the playoffs.
Do you guys like him or do you not? If he's a great fit on the Rockets, what are they trading him for?
They don't use him here. They don't even play him here. He's got nowhere to go. He doesn't shoot. They need him to shoot more.
$15 million in tax is a lot to pay for a guy that's not going to crack your rotation in the postseason. If he did, it'd be the end of quarters.
Yeah, he's not even a top 10 guy on the team, I don't think.
Like, he fell out of the rotation.
He just played against the team they traded him to, who's in a playoff
push.
Right,
but we're talking about the basketball in February. We're talking come postseason. He's not going to be in the rotation. You don't want to pay $15 million for that guy. It totally makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't know who's going to be in the rotation if there's injuries and things like that. So if it's just saving money, if it's just saving money, I don't like it. Do you think it's interesting the Celtics made a deal with Ime? Just period. The Twitch chat pointed this out. It's a good observation.
Yeah.
Do you think it's interesting that they were just willing to make a deal with the Rockets and Ime, period?
I don't, because those two guys never overlapped. Like, Springer only played for Joe. Those two never overlapped. And again, you look at just like the type of player he is. I think he's one of the best on-ball defenders in the league. And you put him in a very defensive, heavy scheme in Houston, and they have assets to trade. It makes sense, especially if you can get a pounce on a guy like that. So I don't.
Well, now you're
really
talking me out of
like
it, Terp. If he's that good defensively,
he
maybe
is that
now
good
I want
defensively,
him. Maybe
then
I want
you
him.
Also, look at what they have, and he's on an expiring deal. Who would have known if he would have came back? Although he is a restricted free agent this offseason, who would have known? Yeah. So it's just. The $15 million is a lot to pay for a guy that's just not going to really play.
He only played over 10 minutes three games this year. That Bulls game that we talked about, actually twice against the Bulls. So he clearly has some sort of matchup against the Bulls that they liked. And then also against the Clippers a couple of weeks ago where he hit two big threes.
So I thought this would at least give him an option to get more than a $12 million, $13 million player
on the
buyout market.
Well, what about, is there
market?
Something else? Is this one of something else? Not necessarily to bring somebody in, but is there anybody else likely to go that would then free them up, or there's really nothing they can do?
I mean, the only other one I could see them moving on from is Xavier Tillman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jalen. I thought you were going to say Jalen.
No,
I'm with that.
I didn't subscribe to that. They're not going to.
Oh, Tillman,
I mean,
maybe?
Yeah, I think Tillman's the only other one. I mean, Jordan Walsh would be a long shot, I guess, but I just don't see any way that happens. So they're gonna maybe keep looking. Of course they're having conversations like they do every year, but I'd expect them to be more active on the buyout market, maybe even keep one of those open roster spots because they have two going into the postseason.
Celtics Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. You want to talk Celtics, your phone number to do so, 617-779-7937. Good time to ask Terp any questions about the team. He covers them, he's there every day. So you can ask those on the phones as well. You probably were less concerned than certainly I was, and even Keefe, about the Celtics. Is last night the evidence for those out there who feel the team got a little bored, they were having a rough patch, but there were no reasons for concern, they can flip the switch whenever they want to? Is last night evidence for that crowd that they can turn it on when they need to?
For sure, and I even think the Philadelphia game was too. I mean, when they go down and they come back with that big run, they just flip the switch, and it hasn't always worked. They've played a lot this year like they can just turn up like that. They did against Philadelphia. Obviously that wasn't going to work against a team like Cleveland, but yeah, when they defend, wonderful things happen when they play defense and make their shots. So we're starting to see them start to ramp up, and Kristaps Porzingis talked about it last night, where they're starting to start bringing that intensity night in and night out. And we've been saying it for the last couple weeks, like, it's not realistic to expect them to bring that every single night. It's just not when the reigning champions. Last year, everything mattered because they were trying to prove something. Now they've proved it, so it's a lot different.
First four-game winning streak since, like, Thanksgiving.
End of November.
Right? Like, end of November.
And they ripped off seven in a row.
Yeah, so it's been a little while. What's your Keefspiracy on Jaylen Brown not playing at the end of the game?
Well, I think, first of all, with the five fouls was a thing. I think Chris Forsberg, you mentioned earlier, was talking about maybe there was an injury thing, and we went back and pulled up the tape, and in the first quarter, he stepped on Max Strus stepped on his ankle, and he was a little shaken up by that, and he's been dealing with ankle things. But I think it really just comes down to it was working. They outscored them with Jaylen off the floor in the fourth quarter, and Joe Mazzulla, to his credit, or, you know, people like to read into it a lot, though, he's not afraid to, you know, get away from those people. Like, he's kept Derek White on the bench on the closing lineups. He's kept Drew Holiday. He's done it plenty of times. And I'm sure Jaylen wasn't happy about it. I know that was going to come up, and he's 100% not happy about it. But they're trying to win. Like, they are trying to win, especially in that scenario against Cleveland. They had a 15-point fourth-quarter lead. If they had to win that game, if they blew that lead, then the conversations, all that goodwill they've built over the last couple of games would have just went right back to zero.
It was a crazy game for Jalen, too, because he scored the first 13 points for the team.
And then the only guy who could score to start the game for either team.
But then he scored 16, I think, for the game.
Yeah.
And he had a technical foul mixed in there in the second half. Like, he clearly was getting frustrated. So maybe it was ankle. Unfortunately, Mazzulla wasn't even asked about it after the game. So we'll have to wait until, I guess, they come
home. Does he have availability today? Like, do they do, like, a practice or anything?
No, he won't talk again until tomorrow before the game.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're home tomorrow against that new-look Mavs team.
Doesn't sound like AD's going to play, though. Sounds like Saturday.
Well, no, they traded two hurt guys for each other. Everyone's, like, so excited about this deal and, like, all hyped up about it. It's like, what are they going to play? Like, I don't know.
Well, they get the Lakers in March, so.
Luka for that one. Who knows what the playing weight will be, but you should get him for that one. No, just sticking with Jalen for a moment, though. You said he's gone away from Holiday and he's gone away from White and even Porzingis and Horford. Like, aren't those guys different than Jaylen Brown? Like,
no, for sure.
Jaylen Brown with five fouls, I get it. You sit him for a stretch when he picks up his fifth, which is what they did. Don't you get him in there for the final 2 minutes for his defense and shot making? And I think clutch free throws can be an issue for him here and there, but you want him on the floor to hit free throws. I still think that was odd. It's different to sit down, even as good of players as they are, White and Holiday and guys like that versus Jaylen.
Oh, no, 100%. This is the first time we've seen it with Jaylen. And again, Jaylen, I guarantee, did not take that kindly. He was not happy about it, but I mean, Joe just wants to win, and if he believes those guys are the ones that give him the best chance to do it, that's what they're going to do. Again, they outscored Cleveland, and right after Jalen checked out is when Derek White got hot, and maybe inserting Jalen back in would have maybe taken the ball away from out of Derek White's hands a little bit, and he was red hot in the fourth quarter. So there's a lot that goes into it, and it's not like, again, we're talking about a game in February, and I mean, Jalen Brown come the postseason is going to be in your closing lineup, so a couple months from now, we're not going to even remember this. We're never going to talk about this.
I've thought Cleveland's the next best team, the toughest challenger all year.
So
Jones thinks it's the Knicks. Brad Stevens loves the Cavs. Where are you at now? Even if you had somebody different at the beginning of the year, where are you at now in the East?
I mean, they're 40-10, and still the thing with them is they've cooled off a little bit as recently. Like, their defense fell out of the top 20 in the last month, so they have to clean up there. But they have three all-stars, and that's a legit team that I'm really looking at. And the hierarchy of the East, I'm just looking at New York, Boston, Cleveland. Those are the three teams.
There's really nobody else, right?
There's really nobody else. I don't think Milwaukee got any better.
You don't think Kuzma's going to get it done?
I do not think.
What do you think of that trade? Better.
I think it was bizarre. And, it, you know, it's kind of disrespectful to Chris Middleton, don't you think? Like, this guy won a championship, gave everything. Like, I know the injuries play into it, and, of course, it's a cruel business, like we just saw with
Luka. But he has a massive player option for next year.
So you're going
to, like, we don't want to pay $34 million.
We're talking a $15 million contract with Springer, and then you're talking the Middleton one's a little different. So
I can't wait for Doc to throw Kuzma under the bus and, like, after a massive playoff loss, like, throw him under the bus because he doesn't get defensive rotations. Something like, I can't wait for Doc to do that because that's going to happen.
I'd be surprised if Middleton stays there, though. Either bought out or
maybe
he's going to be on the move again. He's not going to wear a Wizards jersey. I'd be shocked.
The point stands that I don't fear Milwaukee. I don't fear most of these teams in the East. Fearing them is the wrong word.
But I fear no man.
The reason that I think New York is a tougher matchup for the Celtics, I don't trust every night Cleveland's going to have another guy going besides Donovan Mitchell. Mitchell's a killer, and he's terrifying at the end of some of these games. He missed some threes last night in the final stretch that could have made the game go differently. We'll knock him for missing the shots. That's fine. But he's terrifying in some of these games. Nobody else scares me on Cleveland. The Knicks have other guys who I feel like
does Towns can scare you. In the playoffs scare you?
No, but
I
more
feel
than,
like he could wither
but
away.
More than what's on Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's better than Mobley, but, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not a huge Towns guy. Brunson's badass.
Brunson and
Mitchell is.
Josh Hart, I'm a big fan of his.
Josh Hart.
I like Hart as well. I feel like the Knicks, you have guys who you know are going to show up.
Darius Garland.
They feel deep. I don't like Garland. I don't really love Mobley. I see the talent with Mobley, the athleticism, the way he moves. I see all that. But I don't trust on him to show up in a seven-game series every night. I don't.
And they have matchup issues with the Celtics, Cleveland. I mean, they went at Garland all night last night, and that killer whale offense was just in full effect. Like, they were picking the matchups they wanted, and they got it every time. And I know the shooting percentages weren't great. They shot 40% from the field, which obviously is very mediocre, but I thought the process was great, and they were getting the shots that they want. And if you give them those shots in a seven-game series, I mean, Cleveland really is going to struggle.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I know the team's been on the road, but I'm curious what those guys thought of the Luka AD trade, because they all follow it. There's that great shot of the guys on the Suns finding out about it on the bench, Durant and Beal being like, what in the world is this? We've talked to you off the air about it, but on the air, what was your initial thought of the Luka AD trade?
Yeah, it's been like a half week and I'm still as confused as I was when I first saw it. Like, I can't fathom it. And the fact that you didn't shop him around, if you don't want to commit to him because you have issues with the conditioning or whatever, I don't understand that. I don't agree with it. The guy's been top eight in MVP voting the last 5 years, first team, all NBA, each of those years. So I don't agree with it. But if you're going to do it, shop him. Like, see what you can get. You got one first-round pick and Anthony Davis, who's 6 years older than Luka. And Anthony Davis is still a great player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the short term, he's going to contribute. But it's Luka Doncic. Like, it just makes no sense to me.
Do you have any concerns whatsoever? Because some people push back on this. I heard Perk the other day just laughing at the idea that LeBron and Luka couldn't play together. Do you have any concerns about how they fit?
I mean, I can see it just because they're both so ball dominant and want to score, but I do think LeBron's going to embrace this role and have a chance to kind of mold Luka. And that's an underrated aspect, I think, like, of this trade, is you're giving Luka one of the best athletes. Some consider, I know not Keith, but some consider to be the greatest
great athlete
in the sport.
Oh, God, no.
And, you know, he's 40 years old, still contributing he's doing.
Time out, Terp. Not to derail this.
Yes.
MJ or LeBron?
I mean, I never saw MJ, so I side with LeBron.
You know that he exists, though, right?
No, of course I do. Of course. You know that. But I side with LeBron.
Nice.
Yeah. I never saw The Godfather, so it can't be a good movie.
I also don't agree with the bubble being a Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Turp,
by the name of it, yes.
Oh, my God. Get him, Turp. I think that was Mickey Mouse title.
Get him, Turp. That was a tough championship to win.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
LeBron got to take 3 months off.
No,
Anthony Davis needed it more than anybody else to take the time off. No traveling.
Get him.
The break did. But that's part of it.
Being there, yes, 100%.
That's a huge part of it. There's no road games. The Milwaukee Bucks were, like, undefeated
no home
at home that year.
Either.
Yeah, you get no home court advantage.
No home court advantage.
You're stuck in,
which the Bucks
virtual
had.
Paul Pierce on the
that
wall.
That was so fake, it's not even funny. That was such a sham title.
I think it was pure hoops.
It's weird. Anthony,
that's what it was.
It's the maybe some say it was the purest championship.
It was the purest championship.
Anthony Davis has had so many good 82-game seasons and won so many titles when they played
a full year. And they were limping into the postseason. No, I agree.
They
that's
would
the
not
only
have
knock,
won.
That's the only knock on it, I give it.
You know what?
There's zero chance that team wins the title if you had a real year.
Terp has convinced me. LeBron greater than MJ.
Yep.
You've convinced me.
More I flush it out, I think the Lakers created COVID. I think they're the ones that did it. They're like, we need something.
Lab leak.
Might have been Anthony Davis.
Laker leak theory is exactly what that was.
I think there's something up with that.
All right, Terp, I think you're onto something. It's most hoops-oriented, purest championship
form of hoops
in the history of the sport.
That's right.
I think Terp's onto something with
this.
That's
it.
No more
purest
home stadiums.
Form of hoops.
Just every team plays in one location. That's what we want.
All right, LeBron greater than MJ. Terp has swung me on that one. Good work, Terp.
That is insane. That is absolutely sickening. Go ahead. You were
going
to say something.
Who else do you think moves? Anybody?
For the Celtics?
No, league-wide.
Kevin Durant thing seems to really be picking
Kevin
up steam,
Durant?
Which is interesting. Like, I could see a big trade kind of in full. And that's no reporting on that. That's just from what others are reporting.
He's going to play for more teams than Edwin Jackson when it's all said and done.
It is kind of
Kevin Durant just
like
hot potato.
It'd be pretty fun if he went back to Golden State, though.
Who said this before the show? Was that you, Nick? That, like, he just – the fact he moves around so much has to be –
how great is Kevin Durant? I get he's a great scorer. I get he's a great player. But he's traded, like, every year and a half.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Should we look back on him as, like, a Bernard King, where he was just, like a high-level – I know it was before your time, Terp, so he couldn't have been that good. But, like a high-level
didn't exist.
A high-level scorer like that, where it's just a professional scorer, but...
Carmelo.
Great one. Actually, that's an even better one. Yeah.
Is he Carmelo?
Yeah.
I mean, that Suns team, though, like, they thought they were going to compete for championships.
Hilarious.
With Booker, Beal, and KD. It has been a dumpster fire.
They suck.
Like, just terrible.
Jimmy Butler going to get dealt?
The closer we get to the deadline, I mean, I feel like he has to, but the closer we get to the deadline.
Is it tomorrow,
like
4 p.m.?
3. Ooh.
3 p.m.
Tomorrow, 3.
Good. All right. Either way, after
we'll
us.
We'll be all
Did you see the report that teams are altering their flight schedules so they're not in the air during the trade deadline to prevent awkwardness on the plane?
Oh, so you're like, hey, bud, you just got traded?
Yeah. Hasn't this come up before? Didn't this come up with the Celtics where there was a trade and they were all like, wait a minute, what?
And they're on the plane back.
Didn't that
Pretty
happen?
Pretty sure the Celtics flew
back.
Can
you drop me
night,
off
so
in Milwaukee before we land?
Layover.
Okay, yeah. So best guess. Yes or no, Durant gets traded?
Yes. I think
Where
he does
he go? Golden
back
State?
Back to Golden State.
Okay. Yes or no, Jimmy Butler gets traded? You
no.
think no. Okay. Where, if he were to get traded, where does he go?
I think it's part of a bigger deal and possibly even that KD. Like, this could be like a massive trade.
Well, yeah. Nice. I mean, because I thought the De'Aaron Fox, Zach LaVine, like all that. Like, that's a good basketball trade.
The big holdup is Bradley Beal and his no trade clause.
Oh my God.
That's the big holdup. I feel like something would have been done if
he's
not.
Fallen off a cliff, hasn't he?
Terribly.
Yeah.
I really liked him in Washington.
Remember all those Bradley Beal for Jaylen Brown trades that
those
we talked about?
Those were like 2 years ago.
I know. It wasn't that long ago. And it's like, he's from St. Louis. He and Tatum.
I was going to say, you know who probably would have done it? Tatum.
Tatum would have done it.
Tatum would have done it. I actually,
it's like his big brother.
Believe
says,
it or
right?
not, I've traded Jaylen for 50 million guys over the years. All of them would have been terrible
Do you
trades.
Have a favorite?
That was not one I ever would have. Probably Harden. I was like, I'd trade him for James Harden.
Harden.
Would have traded him for Westbrook. Would have traded him for Durant. I would have traded
Paul George.
I would have definitely.
Yeah, PG-13. Butler was on the list a bunch of times.
I would have traded Jaylen a million times. One guy I never said I'd trade him for was Bradley Beal.
Yeah, you had to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good,
that's a
good win there.
That's very big of me. Thank you very much. Okay, so you think those guys could all move in one large deal. I heard...
I mean, literally anybody could be traded. That's what we also learned with Luka and Davis, is two guys that weren't even rumored and one guy that we thought was legit untradeable. So, like, you throw a name out there. If they have a guy like Nico Harrison running the team, anybody could be traded.
This is a good text. I'm sorry to derail this again. 617-779-7937. Does Terp understand that GOAT means of all time?
Yes, the OAT.
Not just that you've seen.
Yes. No, I do. I do. But to me, it's, you know, it's LeBron.
Who is your GOAT?
It's LeBron.
His GOAT?
I think it's my GOAT.
I think Terp has swung me.
No, you're not.
The
purest form of hoops.
Michael Jordan got food poisoned and had to play a game in Utah.
The world was being ravaged outside of the bubble in Orlando.
Jordan had a bad pizza one day, went out there and lit up the Jazz, who had two Hall of Famers on their team. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I would like to play up at least who the Lakers went head to head with. That was a pretty disappointing Heat team.
I mean,
I just know
that was a disappointing
good thing to know
time
that,
in our lives.
Good thing to know Celtics fans wouldn't have counted that bubble championship.
I wouldn't. Have.
Good thing that nobody here would have given credit to that, raised the banner for that, treated it like a real championship, duck boat parades, little bubbles over them. Nothing like that. We wouldn't have done anything like
them
that.
Them winning the in season tournament last year also further proves my point on what a sham that was. Like, great, you guys can win like a little tournament. That's fun. What
I
about
you
a whole
were tournament? I thought you were a fan.
Man,
No, not me.
So LeBron
you on the show, don't you pay attention?
LeBron winning the in
tournament.
LeBron winning the in season tournament.
You're in the show photo.
Did MJ ever win the in season tournament?
Nope.
No,
right, I'm with Terp.
It is also on his reference page. I don't know if you noticed that.
That's
LeBron's reference
Terp, you've
page.
Done it. You've done it. You swung me to LeBron's side.
24 IST championship.
Did he ever beat Angola in the 1992 Olympics? LeBron, but he didn't. Jordan did.
Well, you're right.
Jordan beat him like 80.
You want to compare Olympic resumes? LeBron definitely has the Olympic resume over Jordan.
We're bringing in gold medals? You want to bring in the college resume?
Nope.
Okay. Did you win a title in college?
No.
Like my guy MJ did?
He didn't have to go to college.
Was he maybe not allowed in?
Jordan had to go to college.
Where were his SATs?
Did LeBron ever get cut by his middle school team?
Where were his ACTs?
LeBron made all of his AAU and junior high teams
didn't
and everything like that.
Didn't play one Final Four.
No,
that's pretty
not.
Bad.
That's true. All right, well, Terp, we appreciate the time. Thanks for settling the greatest of all time debate. And I do think
it's
settled.
It's
I do
over.
Think over. I do think I kind of miss Jaden Springer already. I like that deal.
Well, Terp says he's the best defender in the league.
I like the deal less after talking to Terp. I do.
One of
the
on best. On ball.
Oh, that's still pretty good.
Have you watched him like, on ball?
I mean,
ball,
he plays 3 minutes a night, Terp, so I see him sometimes.
I'm just happy for Wick and his siblings that they can make a few extra million.
$50 million's a lot of money.
Yeah, no,
give
good.
Give it back, Herb.
Good, I'm real happy about that. So that's Terp. Every
money night here at the Garden. We walk in, we give you some of Jaden Springer's money.
And they parachute it down.
Yes, that's what I want.
It's every Celtics Wednesday with Terp here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to the Bruins right after trend. With Billy Laney.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. limit two packages. Creamy Hass avocados, 77 cents each, limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.